what pisses me off? I always forget to hit the level 13 recorder. I always forget to hit it. All right, level 13, guys, I'm so sorry. All you've missed is I asked Adam if he's going to be... I asked him if he was going to be home on the weekend of December 10th because Zach and I are going up north and we wanted to stop by and visit with our friends, Adam and Mittens, Citizen Mittens, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Time.
Well, he will be then.
Yeah.
Cause, September 18th.
And the second thing that I threw up on the board there, cause I didn't want to forget it, is today I got an email and immediately I thought, oh my God, I wonder if Adam Burns knows about this email. It is an email from your favorite people in the world, Sweetwater.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the
musicians exchange thing where you can like sell your gear.
Sell your old gear, and they're waiving the fees to do that. So I just wanted you to be aware of the fact. That
I saw it. They emailed me as well.
Because I knew you got a lot of old equipment and you could just list it.
Although I'm kind of upset with them at the moment because it was a couple of weeks ago that I contacted them.
Yeah.
And I left a message for my personal sales assistant.
You do know he's not really your personal sales assistant.
And he never called me back. Like ever. And the support person that I talked to, I actually talked to on the phone, has also not reached back out to me to let me know a status. So I'm kind of, you know,
I mean, in fairness, it's because they don't know the status. So it's like, if they got good news, they would call you, right?
Well, Ryan, my personal Sweetwater assistant, he is always very attentive to my needs, and this time he has really dropped the ball.
Who is my Sweetwater guy? Let's see.
Anytime I place an order, I get a phone call from him. I get text messages. I get email. Hey, did everything get there okay? Well, you know, how's it working for you? Do you need any help? You know, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, the one time I call him and I need some help, and he doesn't even return my phone call.
Yeah, I think I've deleted all my... I don't know who my guy is. But I have a guy, but it's not an American name. It's not Ryan or something.
This is Midwestern Ryan.
No,
he's like in Ohio or something. I don't know. Wherever Sweetwater is, they are in the Midwest.
So let me ask you this question. We're talking about that. And this got me thinking because I was reading this story about... an AI. So you and I have both been playing with the image AIs, right? Where you give them, you know, prompts and they'll draw pictures based off of those prompts. But there's other kinds of AIs. Like you can train AIs to do a lot of different things. Like one of the best examples of AI is the website thispersondoesnotexist.com. If you go to thispersondoesnotexist.com, you'll get a brand new face that's generated.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah, we did it last week. What was I?
You said not only can you do art with like Midjourney and all those other ones, you can also do other things.
You can do other things. And now I'm trying to remember what the article
what
that I read.
You can do?
Yeah, what the other thing? You can't do anything, really. Honestly, you're kind of good. Oh, no, I remember what it is. So vocally, there's a lot of things that you can train AIs on. And one of them is really, really cool. And I want to know your opinion on this. They are training an AI to replicate an accent. So when you take a foreign worker, a foreign support worker with a discernible accent, they have an AI trained on that accent that is able to translate, you know, is to transcribe what they're saying in real time, right? And this AI takes that information of the transcription along with cues about their inflection of their words and reproduces it in a, let's say, a Midwestern accent, right? So the person on one side maybe is a really heavy Indian accent or something that you couldn't, it'd be hard for you to understand, but the AI that understands it then sends that information along with tone information to this other AI. And what you hear on the other side is, well, you know what? I think we could probably get that shipped out to you tomorrow. Let me just check with my, it's like, so it's taking a real time AI, you know, dialect and imposing it over, you know, so it's like motion capture, but with audio. Okay. Where the performance is being captured, the essence of the performance is being captured, but it's being translated into something else. And I was like, that is the coolest fucking thing ever. And I love that. And because I'm thinking beyond, you know, trying to fool people into thinking that the person's there. What I'm thinking about is I have a team in India that I have to talk with. And it's hard sometimes to understand what they're saying. And I know that it's the same for them. I know sometimes it's hard for them to understand what I'm saying. And if there was some intermediary layer that was like, you know, changing it more to the tonal qualities that they were expecting.
It's kind of like the universal translator except for accents.
Yes. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, that is the biggest hurdle that my team and I have. They all speak English. They all speak great English. They write great English. So they know English. It's just that their accent, I don't believe, it's long been my belief that Indian and Americans use different diphthongs. Like, we just don't use the same mouth forms in our words. So that's why it's so hard for them to speak English in something that we aren't hearing in a very thick accent. And the same is reverse, right? When they hear us talk, they're hearing a very thick accent. Like if we were to learn Hindi or something, right? It would probably come across in the same
right way. I think I must have just gotten accustomed to it because I work with so many Indian people.
Oh, you know, I'm at the point now where I pretty much understand my team. But my God, if there was some kind of intermediary in there, because when I talk to the larger team, which is like 600 and something people, and we have questions coming from them on a Q&A, you know, some of them, I have no idea what he just asked. It's like, I am clueless as to what you just asked.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. And there's also like writing ones where you can start typing and then it'll like create a story for you or like,
oh yeah 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 a, yeah have we even the, played you know, with those what are those what was that one called what's the most famous remember, one
I don't know I but it generates stuff or like content. I saw a YouTube video where this guy was like, you could have artificial intelligence write your YouTube script for you. You could just give it a topic and then it will just write stuff like on this topic or whatever, and you can, it's like an artificial intelligence script writer.
Yeah. Jeff Jarvis talks about this on This Week in Google all the time, but I can't remember what the name of the AI that he used. Oh, I'm so sorry. I just burped. No, I'm not seeing this. These are writing things. These are like Grammarly and stuff, things that correct your writing. It's like...
No, this was something that I know, writes for you.
I'm trying to think about what I'm looking...
But I don't know the name.
How I'm searching for it on Google.
You know what I...
What?
So, I have been... The past, I don't know, quite a few episodes that we've done.
Yes.
I have been so hungry afterwards, after we record...
Yeah.
And I've gone downstairs to get food, but Mark leaves the door cracked a lot of times, and our bedroom is like right there by the kitchen. Yeah. So I'm trying to sneak around. First of all, I don't want him to know that I'm eating at like 1 a.m. because I don't want to be judged. Yeah. But also, I don't want to wake him up because he has trouble. And so tonight, I brought bread.
You brought it upstairs?
Chicken salad.
Oh, you're going to make a sandwich.
I've got like Funyuns.
Nice.
I've got Funyuns
in there. Nice.
So, and I didn't really want Mark to know, so I was kind of like carrying them to the side as I was walking.
Oh my God.
Like,
why are you trying to hide it?
I'm like an alcoholic.
You know what? I don't know if it's fine. It's level 13. Robert was like that. I don't want to say borderline alcoholic. I want to say like he was an alcoholic. He would hide wine in the house, like so that I wouldn't, so that bottles of wine, so that I wouldn't know that he was drinking an entire bottle of wine every night.
Maddie would hide bottles of vodka under the front seat of his car. Oh, and how smart is that? You're driving, even if you're not drinking and driving, which he probably was. But even if you're not drinking and driving, if you have a bottle of open vodka under your, and he would, the reason is he would say he needed to go get something out of his car.
Oh.
And then he would drink and then come back in.
Would he bring something in from the car?
I don't even remember, but I was like, oh my God, people, I was like, oh my God, people do this. Like he, that was when I thought, was like, oh my God, he is an actual alcoholic.
Is anyone, is anyone in the chat room still there?
I feel like they've all gone. I feel like they're there.
Oh wait, Auntie Scott is there.
No one is in the mood to type tonight. There was no activity.
Recording stopped.
There was no activity during the show.
Yeah, there was. There was a little bit. A $50 lawyer. That was a comment during the show.
Sidney Powell.
Yes. Don't be ugly, Adam Burns. That was during the show.
No, that was before.
Nope, that was during the show. It was part of your Q&A thing.
Oh, yep. Bamboo. See, Bamboo was...
they were talking during the show.
Oh, by the way, Auntie Scott, I was being serious. I wasn't making fun of you. I was saying, I'm honestly getting to where I don't want to like call the landscaper. I don't want to talk to my insurance agent. Like I don't want to, if I can do anything via email or like even this career counselor, I was like, oh, I was so relieved she didn't call me. Cause I was like, oh, thank God she didn't call me. I don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah. So, you know, you could hire Drew as your career counselor.
Is Drew a career? He's not a career counselor. Drew, he's an agent.
Drew O'Brien can do anything.
I'm not saying he can't do it, but I'm saying that's not what he does for a career, right? He's like an agent or something.
What do you think an agent does?
Or he does accounting for the hot celebrities or what. I'm not like something, contract negotiations or something.
Wait. Contract negotiation and accounting are two very different things.
I know, but he does something. It's not quite an agent. He's not going booba. Let me introduce you to, you know, Timmy over here. He's the next big director.
Mm-hmm. Business
and
affairs.
Just sit on his little couch and sing a pretty song.
And it's booby.
You know, he's not booby. Well, yeah, whatever. Bubbles. Punem.
What?
Isn't punem a word? Punem?
Purim?
Punem.
What do you think it means? What does punem mean?
Oh, yeah. Booby, bring that punem over here. Or whatever.
Punem is. I know, the only Yiddish I know is television Yiddish, right? So yeah, I know goyim.
Well, I assume that's where I heard those words is on TV. I don't have any, you know.
You're not taking the Duolingo course in Yiddish?
No, this is a total aside, but I was listening to this new podcast for me. New to me.
Yes.
And it's a cooking podcast.
Yes.
And they were talking about having cans of bacon grease on the stove, like to just use at any time. Like you cook bacon, you pour the bacon grease in this can. And I remembered my grandma had that.
Yes, my dad had that. Yeah. Up at our lake house.
First of all. How unhealthy. I mean, I'm an unhealthy person, but you just have a can of bacon grease there that you're like, oh, going to make some green beans. Let's put some bacon grease in there.
Yeah.
Also, I can feel my arteries hardening, you know, like I care. I eat double cheeseburgers, but I'm just saying.
You do realize that like Crisco like is no different. It's just lard.
Well, I very rarely use Crisco, but.
Right. Because at the time.
I'm an olive oil person.
At the time. Well, at the time we didn't use extra virgin olive oil. We used Crisco or lard. We used, you know, butter or lard.
Yeah. Secondly, Wouldn't that stuff go bad? One time I thought,
if you left Crisco, if you left a can of Crisco sitting
bacon
out,
grease.
No, but
no,
I'm
Crisco
asking,
never goes bad.
Okay, well, bacon grease is just lard. It's the same thing. Those are the same things.
It takes forever for Crisco. Well, Crisco is vegetable shortening.
Okay, Crisco, but I'm just saying animal. They're both lard.
What? No, because isn't lard specifically animal fat? It's shortening.
They're the same thing.
No. But also, yeah, I already said that. Wouldn't it go bad? I mean, how long can you keep? Because I've talked about this on one of my shows before. But I thought when my mom met my stepfather and they got married, I flew to Washington after their wedding. They did their honeymoon, and then I met them in Washington. And my stepfather's parents, my new grandparents, had butter in the cabinet, just out in the cabinet. And I was astonished. I was like, wait, butter's supposed to go in the refrigerator, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, no problem. You can keep it out on the counter. It's not a big deal. So I got back home in my apartment. Years later in my apartment, I thought, you know what? I'm going to try. All this time I've seen, every time we go to Washington and we see my grandparents, they've got butter out on the table or whatever, and it's fine.
Yeah.
It's so soft and luscious, and you can just spread it on toast.
Yes.
And I thought, I'm going to try that.
Yes.
I put some butter in the cabinet. I'm a single person at this time. No, nobody, you know, right. Living with me. I don't use a lot of butter.
Right.
At some point, I don't even know when this was.
Yes.
I think, oh, you know what? I'm going to have some butter on my toast. Oh my God. I've got this soft butter.
Yes.
In the cabinet.
In
right?
the cabinet.
I open it up. There yes. is this black thing in there. This black, like putrid looking nasty. And I was like, wait a minute. My grandparents leave their butter out.
Where do your grandparents live?
Well, they live in Washington State, but they're dead now, but.
Oh, so they live significantly further north.
They do, but.
Where the temperatures are often like what you would have mild refrigeration as. So you in Arkansas, it would be almost as good as me in Florida, just like keeping a stick of butter laying on the counter. You know, at some point it's going to melt and it's going to turn.
Yeah. So anyway, I didn't know if bacon fat would walk in and it would have grown black and like rancid and, you know, whatever.
That just adds to the flavor, Adam, because, you know, you're just cooking it.
And I'm not a healthy eater at all. I mean, I'll just say that. But there's something about, I rarely use shortening. I rarely use any kind of like bacon fat or things of that nature. I'm mostly olive oil, like all the time.
This Green Chef that we use, our meal delivery, whatever, they're obsessed with oil. They're obsessed with olive oil. Or it can be coconut oil. But it's like they really, really... Was it tonight? No. What do we have tonight? Yeah, tonight. We had Mediterranean beef bowls. And the... So I cooked the zucchini in the pan with olive oil and then added the ground beef to that and cooked the ground beef until it was done and then added in the red peppers. And then the feta cheese. But the thing is that I was like, why didn't you just have me cook the hamburger first and then use the fat from it to cook the zucchini so that it would like absorb some of that fat or whatever? Because I'm like cooking basically hamburger meat in olive oil. That just seems like that's way too much oil. But for it somehow goes somewhere. I don't know where it goes.
But in your belly. That's where it goes.
No, I'm saying it's not a runny. You know, when I'm scooping it up, it's not runny. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know if the zucchini soaks up the rest of it or what, but I was like, okay. But yeah, they're really big on every single step starts with use 2 tablespoons of olive oil.
Yeah. I know it's a lot. All these cooking shows, and they're always like drizzling oil over it, like when they're done. I'm like, why the hell are you adding more oil? Like, I mean, you're going to die of it. I know it's olive oil, but still.
It's a healthy fat.
I know, Adam. But still, it's still fat.
But it's healthy fat.
Anyway, it is what it is.
I'm supposed to get the majority of my calories from fat because I do a keto diet. So it's like,
well, yeah, you're doing that, you know, keto diet.
Right. And the majority of my calories come from fat, but it has to be good fat. It can't be, you know, bad fat.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying that's good fat. Olive oil is good fat.
I know, but I still, it's calories. There's 90 calories in a tablespoon of olive oil. And, you know,
yeah,
it's just, you know, I'm adding more calories on, you know, when I do that.
Oh, there you go. Kathy Marshall uses zucchini to mop the floor. That's how absorbent zucchini is.
Okay.
She mops the floor.
Well, I'll remember that when like our mop is too dirty or something and I've got an extra. Actually, I have a zucchini in the vegetable drawer right now.
I want to know if Kathy Bacon's going to come running with this.
Well, she said she wanted to.
I know. And then I sent her.
She has to talk to Derek or whoever.
Where did she say? Oh, I went to. No, she didn't say she had to talk to him. Where did you see that?
She said she could do it with Derek. I didn't.
Yeah, but Garrett lives here.
Or Garrett.
He lives here.
Well, she'd have to ask him. You can't just sign somebody up for a 10K and not ask them.
Have you met Kathy Bacon? She can sign him up for whatever the fuck she wants.
Well, I mean, you can, but you shouldn't.
She's his mother. Why was I stalling on that? That's so weird that I did that. No, I would, you know what? I'm sure Kathy Bacon has long since gone to bed.
Oh, so another thing that I wanted
Kathy,
to...
Kathy, if you come down and run the marathon, you get to meet my sister. You get to meet Zach.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I would like to go on the cruise.
November 19th through the 26th, yes.
Right. I would like to go on the cruise.
Oh, there's a but.
Personally.
Coming. But.
And it's not a no. Uh-huh.
But it's a but. But go ahead.
However, Mark will be very, if we do that, he will be very low on PTO days. And he has less than I do. And he's going to the Philippines twice. And he can't work from the ship. It would be almost impossible to do Zoom meetings and stuff like that from the ship. And so what we're trying to figure out is he going to have enough days to do both of the Philippines trips,
right?
Plus this, plus by the time our anniversary comes up next year, him still have enough to do because we always go on a trip for our anniversary.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to negotiate right. that.
I mean, we chose that week because Thursday and Friday are everybody's closed Thursday and Friday. So it's really, we're just taking 3 days off. So that's all we're doing.
Well, see, for him, it's 4 because they do not get the Friday after Thanksgiving off.
Well, that's just barbaric.
So I'm trying to figure out if there's a way we can do it because I would really like to.
But don't we leave on, do we leave on Saturday or Friday?
We leave on Saturday, come back on Saturday. Okay, so it's a full Monday through Friday. So anyway, we are discussing it still. If it were just me, I would just do it. But he also has to consider his Philippines trips, etc. So
I understand. Well, tell him that we would love to spend Thanksgiving with him.
I will tell him that. You should message him on Facebook or somewhere and be like, "Oh, we really would love to see you on Thanksgiving."
Then I would feel like I was like pressuring. Nice. I would be pressuring him and everything. I mean, honestly, I mean, I messaged him about your shirt and stuff. So I mean, I can chat to Mittens on my own.
Oh, that's true.
So it's like I do know how to do that. I've learned how to use the computers.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to come down and cheer us on April 15th, tax day.
You know what? I think I will. That's got to be a weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'll probably just fly down Friday night or something.
Yeah.
Come home on Sunday.
Yeah, the 15th is a Saturday. So, yeah, the race will be on Saturday morning. At stupid early o'clock Saturday morning, I might add. Like 5 a.m.
Go to... we can, you know, ride some rides.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
Eat some... churros.
Hell yeah. In fact, if you do come down, then stay, fly out late Sunday, and then we can do the parks.
We can watch you cry.
The race starts that early. That means we're done early. So then, yeah, we can do the parks all day with you. Why are you going to watch me cry?
Wishes.
It's enchantment now, but yeah, okay. So enchantment, the fireworks.
Fireworks. Or get really pissed off if a guy in front of us is putting his little daughter on his shoulders
kill that motherfucker.
We were at the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day, whatever it is, parade.
Yes, in New York City.
In New York. And this guy had his daughter on his shoulders right in front of me.
Yeah.
And sucks. I was so pissed that I tapped him on his shoulder and I said, excuse me, sir, I can't see. He's like, well, she certainly wouldn't be able to see if I didn't have her on my shoulder. Sorry.
Why don't you hold her at your height? Just hold her, you know, next to you, and then she can see as much as you can, and then you're not blocking everyone behind you.
He didn't. He just kept her in front of me, and I had to try to...
I'm walking like, here.
Look around.
I'm walking here. What's he going to do?
I think...
What
I'm going to say makes me sound horrible.
Oh, these are my favorite. Go ahead.
But I think part of what I like about traveling is being able to say that I've been somewhere. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, when we were in Venice last July, the canals were great. Yeah. Oh, my God, Buffy. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, I forgot what I was going to the last part of that sentence. What were we talking about? What the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Part of the reason
that you
like the fact that we went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade is because that's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, Tim.
I've been there.
When we were at the Thanksgiving Day Parade, you know, we were right under, you know, Bob Brokaw or whatever his name is. And
Tom Brokaw?
Tom Brokaw, dead, yeah. Sure. And Diane Sawyer.
Tom Brokaw.
Or whoever it is, you know, in the booth.
Mm-hmm. It was Fraser Crane and Dr. Lilly or whatever it was.
And we saw the butterball turkey or the you know, they actually have a turkey. I don't know if you were aware.
I used to live in the Northeast.
There is an actual turkey.
Yes, I am aware of this.
Not an actual turkey.
It's a balloon. Yes.
I wasn't aware that there was an actual turkey balloon.
Yes, the last thing in the parade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
The thing that I found the most fascinating is because I had only ever experienced the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade via television since I was a child. And it was one of the, I did not like sports, still don't like sports. So when we would go to relatives'
Except
house,
running, apparently.
When we would go to relatives' house for Thanksgiving, the parade was on so I could watch the parade on whatever,
yeah.
And then I wouldn't have to watch football, right? So I could watch the parade. So I remember going, and I didn't realize that in front of Macy's, where they do all the little performing, you know, like it's the Jefferson High School band from, you know, Taunty Town, Arkansas, coming in now, and they're gonna, and then they do their big production number in front of the cameras. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I didn't know that where the cameras are was so fucking close to where the perform, like there's no space, but like it's a single sidewalk on that side of the road where you're watching from, in front of Macy's there. And I'm like, how do they have like all these, you know, it's like, I thought this was a huge open space, but it's really just like really, really tiny. And they have like narrow lens cameras there or something. It's like, it was, but it's so like, they have it marked off like a football field so that the marching bands know where to stand, you know, so they have the markers for the thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It was enjoyable other than the guy with the,
well, you weren't at a, one of the performance places. You were just watching the parade.
Yeah, we were just watching the parade. Yeah,
and like so, the celebrities weren't on the floats.
Yeah, they were. They were. The celebrities were on the float.
Uh huh.
We were right by where one of the news.
Oh, so you were close. All right, you were close enough that they would have already switched on. Okay. Yeah, because they don't ride on most of the route. Like if Kristen Chenoweth is going to sing, you know, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, in front of the cameras, she doesn't actually get on that float until, you know, a block or two.
I wasn't aware of that, but yeah, we saw the celebrities.
I know that from TV because when you watch on TV, there's like all these extra people standing in the weird places in the float. It's like, why are they there? And then you realize later, it's like, oh, they were the people that were on the float before the celebrity stood up there to sing. So it's like, these people have been on the entire parade route. It's just these people go up there with a fake microphone and lip sync.
Yeah.
Was it you or was it Taylor? I think it was Taylor that was talking about the effects on old Star Wars.
It must have been Taylor because I haven't talked about Star Wars.
But did you watch that documentary? Did you watch that documentary that I suggested that you watch about light and magic, about industrial light and magic?
Yes, I did. It was very interesting. I had seen something else that was similar that had some of the same folks in it. But yeah, it was good. I watched all of it. I think it was a series, right?
Yeah, it was a series. But the thing that saddens me about that is everything that they celebrated in that series, all that stop motion work, all the multiple composite shot stuff that they did on film, the things that ILM pioneered that they were celebrating in that film.
Yeah.
George Lucas basically removed from Star Wars when he reissued the new version, the updated version of it. He replaced all of those effect shots with digital effects. So all of that, you know, oh my God, I can't believe how cool the Jawa vehicle looked or whatever. Or it's like, those were all replaced with digital effects much later. And you can't watch the original version. Like the original version is not available to stream anywhere. Like you would have had to have owned the DVD of the original, you know, version before they updated the effects to even see the stuff that they were talking about on Light and Magic.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Well, you could, I mean, you have a 3D printer. You could just remake some models and shoot some footage.
I don't need to. It can all be done digitally now.
True. You were complaining that I'd muted myself because I was burping, but I didn't unmute. I started talking. Anyway, you were just saying that you didn't like the fact that he removed the physical models.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying
that. And then you said you could do that, but then you could just do it digitally. You didn't need to do a real thing.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm upset that he replaced it with digital. What I'm saying is that this whole series celebrated a bunch of their accomplishments, but a lot of those accomplishments can no longer be seen. Like you can't see it. Like what it looked like when they did Star Wars. Like
that, I mean, I'm that sure version. It looked crappy.
It didn't look that crappy. For the time, it looked really great.
They were saying, now one thing you can see that has not been replaced is Jurassic Park. You can go back and see Jurassic Park. They had a mixture of live animatronic models, but also digital.
Yep.
So you can still see stuff, maybe just not Star Wars.
No, I'm just saying, but that was the majority of the series focused on their Star Wars effects.
So. Yeah, a lot of it did. A lot of it did.
And did you know that now you know that Pixar, the company, was named after the computer that did the graphic stuff called the Pixar?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do know that. I'd forgotten, but I remember that they mentioned it now that you and
now
say
that,
it.
Now that Disney owns both, it's like they've kind of come back together.
Yeah. And they weren't, it wasn't the animation part was not jiving with the physical modeling people or whatever.
Right.
And so they decided to sell Pixar. Yep. And they sold it to Steve Jobs.
They did.
And that's when he left Apple or was fired from Apple.
It was around the same time, yeah.
And then eventually he went back to Apple.
No, they asked him to come back. What was
you
that?
You think they were, huh?
What was that?
It was a flourish. You said I should flirt. No, it was I was copying the files over and it makes a noise when it finishes.
Oh, is that a Mac alert tone?
Yeah.
Oh. Bloop. Hi, TB. Welcome. We finished the show quite a while ago, but thank you. Thank you for showing up.
That's kind of like a backhanded compliment. You know, oh, thank you for showing up after we've already finished a long time ago.
It was a joke, Adam. It was meant to be. It was meant to be backhanded kind of a thing. Like, oh yeah, now that we're done, thank you so much.
How dare you?
So what could I do to entice Mittens to...
I don't know. I don't think it's about...
What if I told him there was
the trip.
Banana ketchup on the ship? The ship has banana ketchup.
I mean, if you just tell him, we'd be really excited for you guys to come, it might, like, you know, he's like, oh, they really want to see me.
Well, of course we do.
I'm not saying he doesn't think that you want to see him. I'm just saying maybe that would...
We'll be invading your home on December 10th. We'll be there for Christmas.
Did you hear it again?
I did hear it again. Is it going through your broken Rodecaster Pro 2?
Yeah. Oh my God. The other day.
I know. I heard on the Geeky Gay that like you lost recordings.
Yeah.
I've never lost a recording.
Stupid. It's so stupid. I literally lost an entire folder. Because you know how, well, it's different on the Rodecaster, but it puts them in folders by the date. The folder was there itself, but none of the contents were there. And it records like 11 different tracks or 11 different files. Anyway, they were all gone. But I did get an email from Rode today that today or yesterday saying, hey, we saw because I had opened a bug because I joined their beta program. So I filed a defect report or whatever for the mixer, sent the video with it. Customer service got in contact with me yesterday. I think it was yesterday and said, hey, just checking to see if you're still having that problem. Engineering believes it's a hardware defect. Do you still need help? And if so, what's your address and your phone number? So I gave that information and I haven't heard back yet, but I'm hoping since they asked for my address that they may be mailing me like a replacement. Because otherwise, why would they be asking for my address?
Yeah, unless they want to send somebody to silence you. They got to put a hit on you. September 10th, we're going to be camping. So that's not this coming Friday. Next Friday is September 3rd. No, September 2nd. I think, is that Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend or whatever the fuck? Is that the holiday weekend?
The 10th is too late to be the holiday weekend.
No, the 2nd. Our next show is September 2nd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the holiday.
Yeah. That doesn't affect us. But so 2nd, we will have a show. So next week, we will have a show. But then the week after that, I am camping.
In the land of Canaan? You ever heard that song?
No, I have not.
No?
No.
You haven't heard that song? Every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan. At the something I survey his wondrous something. Glory, hallelujah, I found the land of promise. I'm camping in Canaan's happy land. You've never heard that?
I've never heard that, no.
Oh.
What year is this? Is this 2022?
Yeah, this is 2022.
Why was I thinking it was 2023 the other day?
I don't know.
Yeah, so we're Friday the 2nd, we're doing a show. The 9th, we're not doing a show. I guess I didn't realize that I'm going camping again September 30th. So September
30th. Wow,
so
10th and the 30th.
No, the 9th and the 30th. Those two Fridays. So no.
Well, Daniel, I will just sit here and cry.
You won't. You know what, Adam? When you were gone, I went out and found guest hosts. Brought them in.
Oh, you know who I can get? I could get Not Well Podcast.
There you go.
To come on and co-host with me.
You and Bobby and Jim.
Being Bobby and Jim and the guy who wanted to get in the hot tub.
Who was the guy that wanted to get in the hot tub?
Wait, you remember when they came on and I think one of the co-hosts just wanted to get in the hot tub and he's like, oh, I want to get in the hot tub.
There's only two of them, so it's Bobby and Jim. I don't know.
I think they had a third.
No, no.
Oh,
The Miz, but no, he wasn't. We didn't interview him. And The Miz came on after we had
There was somebody. I feel like there was another.
The Miz was miserable. He was horrible.
Do one of them have a husband that's not on the podcast that would have been there while they were recording?
Yeah, Bobby has a husband that's not on the podcast.
Oh, maybe then it was Jimmy or whatever the other guy's name was.
I feel like Jim has a partner, but they're very open, I feel like, just based off of listening to their show.
Okay. So maybe, who knows? Who knows? I could, maybe I'll ask. I am a librarian.
You know,
to co-host with me.
You should.
I mean, she's got her new mixer. So,
I should. You know, the bunny style short shorts are on sale right now, 25% off. They're trying to close them out for the season.
I'm not a shorts person.
Oh, okay.
I pretty much wear jeans unless I'm in a situation where I like have to wear shorts.
Well, that's like why you're not outside. Like, that's not why you're not running a 10K, Adam.
That's where it would be ridiculous. Like it would have been ridiculous for me to be wearing jeans walking around Italy when it was like 103 degrees outside. So I had to wear shorts. But normally when I'm just going from air conditioning to air conditioning, I'm wearing jeans.
Got it. Understand.
So what I did, the mixer, I don't know that that was a problem, even though it pissed me off. I don't know that it was a problem with the mixer, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because when you connect it, it treats it just like any other USB device. And when you go into transfer mode, it needs to be ejected. Otherwise, the storage can be, if there's a write happening or something like that while you're, you know, whatever. That's just a typical thing with any computer, as you know.
Yes.
And I think it was my fault because I didn't eject it. And then I started recording and it was still like there something weird. And it was just a sequence of events that I did. So I feel like it was one of those situations. So I'm not sure it's a defect with the mixer. I think it's just how a USB connection works.
I don't understand why you, like, if you're recording a solo podcast, why is USB even involved? Why are you not just recording directly on the, like, what are you using your computer for?
No, I am recording directly on the mixer, but I don't like having to pop the card out of the mixer and move it to the computer.
Oh, okay.
And the new Rodecaster Pro uses the USB connection to transfer just like the old one, but it's much faster. It's a USB 3 or right. USB-C connection.
Right.
So now I can do that without having to remove the thing, but you have to put it in transfer mode.
Yes.
And that tells the computer, hey, I'm a data source.
Yeah, right.
I'm a drive. Hey, I'm a, you know, I've got folders.
Yep.
Or whatever. And I didn't eject it. So I think it was
So you didn't take it out of the transfer mode from before.
No, I didn't eject. Like on your computer, you but actually right click and say eject.
Yeah. And if you're going to do that, that means you're clearing it out, which means you're no. So what you're saying is when you ended transfer mode, you didn't tell the computer to eject the.
Correct. I had already recorded one and I was re-recording it. And I had gone into transfer mode.
Oh, see, it made it sound, you made it sound like neither of them, like twice in a row, it didn't record anything.
No, it was, I lost one.
That was not clear.
But I had to record three times because I recorded the first time, I didn't like it. So I went back and recorded a second time and that one got lost. So I had to record it a third time. So I recorded three times for one show.
I shouldn't run tomorrow, right? My legs really hurt.
I guess it depends on what your legs feel like tomorrow. You can't base it on what they feel like now.
I mean, it pretty much is tomorrow for me.
Yeah, but you're going to sleep and then you're going to get up.
Yeah, we have to go to the bamboo place in Typhoon Lagoon tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go either of those places.
No, I don't have to, but we had planned to.
Correct.
Tomorrow is a cheat day, so get to eat good food.
So, well, I mean, you always say that the keto food is delicious and that you love it. So. It is.
But you know what? I also like to have a hamburger every so often. I like to have French fries every so often. So, but I don't need them every single day.
I love a hamburger.
I love a hamburger too, but you know what? I can have it on my cheat day.
My favorite food, I think.
Yeah. Well, I like Chipotle burritos too.
I'm pretty sure burgers are my favorite food. Burgers or short rib? Prime rib.
anything with a rib, probably burgers.
If I had to choose, like what's your last meal?
Yeah.
A really good double cheeseburger.
Would it have blueberry jam on it?
No, just a regular ketchup and mustard. Pickle. Ketchup, mustard,
pickle.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese?
What kind of cheese? Oh, American cheese. Gotta be American cheese.
Ew.
Pickle. You know, dill pickles and you know, I will say this. I love Whataburger, but their diced onions are too large.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'm biting down on like this huge hunk of onion. McDonald's minces their onions so fine. I think it would be really good if Whataburger used McDonald's onions.
Now you know that those McDonald's onions, because I've seen this on YouTube before, those are dehydrated when they're shipped to the store. So they actually have to soak them in water to reinflate them before they,
I didn't know that, but that makes sense. They're so tiny.
Yeah, because they were dehydrated, and then they reconstitute them before they put them on the burger.
It doesn't matter to me. I prefer them.
No, I'm just saying.
You get that nice oniony flavor, but you don't feel like you're biting into a hunk of onion, you know?
Yeah.
Although I will. If I'm having beans and cornbread, which is not something that I have very often, but if I did... If you're ever eating beans and cornbread.
If I ever find myself eating them, yes.
You need to take just a white onion, red onion even better, cut yourself a slice, and eat some onion with your beans and cornbread. It's really good.
Okay.
You get the bitterness, the kind of bite of the onion, and like the unctuous, like umami of the beans.
Yeah. And the corn and the corn of the cornbread.
The kind of the sweet, you know, corniness.
No, when I grew up, so the cornbread that we had growing up in the South is not sweet. Sweet cornbread is very much a northern thing.
I don't know who you are because it is not. It is so common. I'm from Arkansas. I don't know if you knew this. Jiffy cornbread. I know you live in Florida. It's further south, but I feel like it's not. Geographically, yes. Culturally, no.
No, I'm talking about my parents who are from Mississippi and Tennessee.
Jiffy sweet cornbread was very common here when I was
both
growing up.
Both of which
I live in the south,
further south than you.
Jiffy corn muffins are like everybody.
That's a brand. I'm talking about the cornbread that my grandmother made.
Okay.
It was not sweet. It was cornmeal and buttermilk and
but sweet cornbread is a thing in the South.
Sweet cornbread is very common in Southern California. Well, Southern California is not.
I understand. No, I know what you're, but I think it is common here as well. Maybe it's not in Mississippi, but it is. But again, I've had both. Like when. In the cast iron skillet.
All I'm trying to say.
If grandma is like making cornbread in the cast iron skillet.
I don't want to turn this into an argument. All I'm trying to say is that when I grew up, I never had sweet cornbread. The first time I had sweet cornbread, I was an adult and it freaked me out because I'm like, cornbread's not supposed to be sweet. So, all right, now continue your story.
That's it. Onion with beans and cornbread. But my grandmother. Speaking of the bacon fat from before, my grandmother would make the batter and for the cornbread and then heat the iron skillet.
Yeah, the cast iron skillet.
And she would put bacon grease in there.
Yep. From
the aluminum container on the stove.
On the stove, yep.
And then put the batter in there and then make the cornbread and that was not as sweet as like Jiffy, you know.
This is the cast iron thing of cornbread that they served us at Disney at the Trails End restaurant there. So
I'm okay with sweet or not. But generally, even if it's not sweet, corn has an inherent sweetness.
All right, I have a very, very important question to ask you.
What?
You only have one day at Disney. Do you ride the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster? Or do you do the Rise of the Resistance Star Wars ride at Hollywood Studios? Because those are two like outstandingly amazing attractions and things that like you wouldn't want to miss. But they're in two different parks, so you can't do them both on that one day.
I think I would personally do Rise of the Resistance because everyone raves about that.
So
and
then
I haven't
that,
done
that,
it.
Okay.
So
then that would be the park that we would go to. See, I'm just trying to decide what park we would go. Because you only get to buy one of those. Like we would not do the standby. We would buy the lightning lane. Because why the fuck not? We're at a race at 5 a.m. in the morning and everything starts at 7 a.m. on the app. So it's like, yeah, you're already up. So you might as well just get your spot on the lightning lane. But the thing is, we just need to figure out which park. You know, you could do multiple parks in a day if you park hopped. But you don't need to. I think we just do Hollywood Studios and call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you won't get to see.
I'm down.
You won't get to see me cry at the nighttime show.
That's true.
Yeah. You would have to get a park hopper.
That's a downside. That's a negative.
You'd have to get a park hopper ticket for that. But I mean, that's just a little bit more expensive. So you can get the park hopper ticket and we could spend the day in Hollywood Studios and then go over to see the nighttime show.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We could eat at the American Grill or whatever it's called. And, we could, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but they pipe in the music and the narration from the show into the restaurant and
California,
you can sit by the window.
The California Grill.
And you can sit by the window and then they can bring you an extra napkin if you're crying. So also, there are no guys with children on their shoulders standing in front of you because you're in a tall building.
Exactly. 15-story building. So you need that shit. Nobody's going to have their son on their shoulders that tall. except nope. for, you know, crazy. I wonder what Midjourney would think of. By the way, are you going to buy Midjourney or are you just going to be done when you're done?
I haven't decided. I don't want to get into like a, okay, I'm doing $10 a month for this thing that I just use occasionally to do nothing just because I get a random idea. But I'll probably do it at least 1 month just to play around with it some more because I'm almost out of credits. By the way, did you tell the chat room that they could do this?
Yeah. I did
so
earlier.
They know. Okay. So
well,
you guys know
TB doesn't. TB doesn't because he's.
So there's a bot in our server right now that if you type /imagine.
Wait. Is it in the Pride 48 room?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that. I told him to go over to.
Yeah. You can type /imagine and then you'll get a little thing that'll say prompt. And then you give it a prompt and it will generate art. So, and you can do that right here in the Pride 48 live chat.
In the Pride 48 chat room.
You get 25 free images, and then it will ask you to subscribe if you want to do more. No, the other way. The other slash. The forward, not the backslash, the forward slash. And then you can, you know, generate AI art.
What was she trying to do?
She did a backslash imagine instead of a front slash. Oh, a forward slash. I'm being very noisy. I'm hitting my microphone. My chair is popping.
I typed in something in the chat room. Let's see what it is. I typed in Goofy at work.
Right now it looks kind of like a poo.
I was thinking about Goofy, like the dog. Goofy, you know, Disney dog. I wanted to see Goofy.
You probably should have said Disney.
No, I know. I could have like done that. I could have done that, but I didn't. I just wanted to see what it was going to come up with. Like what it would come. Now, the reason that I paid the $10 for the plan that I have is because I do a lot of SharePoint stuff at work and I'm constantly needing thumbnails for stuff. And so I found that it works really, really well. Oh my God. I love that top left. I love number one.
Okay.
You don't, that is Goofy.
Goofy?
That is Goofy at work. I got to wait for it to be done. All right. I'm going to upscale.
Wait, Kathy says all she got was the terms of service. Don't you have to? Oh, now she did it. There we go. Yeah, you can. You can do this. Anyway, it also in level 13 as well. And if you have your own Discord server, you can add the Midjourney.
Or you can just go to the Midjourney
server.
Discord server. Yeah.
The only problem with that is you have to go in their newbie channel and there are lots of people in there.
Oh, yeah.
And so your image goes by really fast.
That's why I paid the $10. I paid the $10. And here's the thing that I love. When you pay the $10, you can just talk to the bot in your private chat.
True. Yeah.
So it's like no one else is in my room. I'm basically in a room by myself with the bot.
This one's definitely better than the Dolly Magic or Mini.
Oh, God.
We were playing around
yeah.
with.
Yeah, yeah,
it's, God,
yeah.
Oh, those are scary.
And then I also, I was following this, what did she, Nose Carp?
I do think Dolly 2 is going to be better than Midjourney.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Possibly. I you know what? I listened to the town hall meeting that they did the other day on Discord, and the major news coming out from their CEO is, look, nobody owns this space yet. Like, this space is another 6 months away from somebody just totally owning it. So it's very exciting because, you know, there's a lot of good things going on out there from all of the different places. But like their new beta filter that they were testing the other day, like, is about to go live. He's like, you know, some of the stuff we have planned for, like, you know, the images that you're seeing today are going to look nothing like the images you're going to see 6 months from now. Like,
yeah.
the images you're going to see 6 months from now are going to be incredibly ridiculously accurate. And what they as a company have to decide is what level of filters and stuff do they need to block? Like if you say, I want to see the Mona Lisa, like it's been trained on those things. And if it produces basically just a digital reproduction of the Mona Lisa, you know, what's the copyright involved in that and stuff? It's like, what level of filtering do they need to tweak the AI so that it's not just taking artwork off the internet and just reproducing it, like that it's actually doing its own iterative things? So Goofy at Work Up Beta. Look at that, Adam. Did you see the final one there?
Yeah, I saw it. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I was going to say, you can generate art with this that you could then print out and put on your walls.
Oh, I know.
And you have a totally original art, no copyright.
I find it does really, really well on landscapes, like a forest, like a ruined building in a forest, or some kind of mystical forest or whatever. It's really, really good at doing those kind of things. By the way, the man with the child on his shoulders, which I did in my own channel before I knew that you could do it here. It never really understood the assignment. It's like, it never puts the child on his shoulders.
Oh.
It's just like, the child is always with them. Red and white horse in the style of Pixar animation. Oh, that's cool. That is definitely Pixar. Nose carp.
Is a nose carp like a thing? Is there really like a nose carp? Or
I think she was just randomly typing in things.
I'm wondering when I'm going to run out, because it gave me a message yesterday or day before. You're almost out. Just letting you know.
TB, to answer your question, when you type in the same thing, it produces different artwork.
Different artwork. Yeah,
it does not. There is a command, a dash dash command that you can use. Oh my God, look at the Auntie Scott bot produced a man with a child on his shoulders.
Wow.
There is a dash dash command that you can use, like an advanced command you can use, where you can give it a seed, like a random seed. And if you repeat that random seed with the same prompt, it will get closer to repeating the same thing, but it will never exactly repeat the same four pictures, even with the same prompt.
The Discord bot, like I was saying, it is an actual company, so they give you 25 free, and then if you want more, you have to sign up and pay.
And it's not expensive. It's $10 a month.
$10.
And you can cancel anytime. I mean, it's just 10 bucks a month. You can talk to the Midjourney bot and cancel your subscription right from there. So there's like no real barrier to canceling it. I mean, you can just pay 10 bucks to play with it and then cancel it, and then you'll never get it.
You think that's going to be and maybe it already is and I'm just unaware, but do you think Discord bots are going to be a big business, or are a big business for folks? Cause
possibly, although the guy was talking in his town hall thing about the fact that they're trying to migrate off of Discord because Discord has a limit of 1 million people on a server. And so they're having to kick off inactive accounts to make way for other people to join their server. And like they want a different system. Like they want to leave Discord and go off on their own, so they don't have that limitation.
Cause I'm thinking like you could have shopping bots where you're like, I need some shoes. And like the bot goes off and buys running you some shoes or whatever.
This is how vain I am, Adam. The two pairs of running shoes that I bought, to test
maybe
out.
Maybe that's my business. Yeah, you're vain. Sorry.
Are both Sully Blue. Like I picked the shoe brands that had the Monsters Inc. blue color.
The
that
shoe.
I wanted, so that when I'm running my 10K, I have my cool Monsters Inc. outfit on as I'm running. That's how I roll.
I mean, all you've got left to do is learn how to run and,
I know, without dying.
And then you're set. You've got the look all planned. You've got the shoes that are the correct color.
I do.
And I'm gonna buy some blue dye and you're good. It's just the running.
They do a big production.
Are you going to become one of those nauseatingly annoying runners?
No.
It's like, oh, I just ran the 5K last weekend, blah, blah, you know, running as you're talking, you know, become stick thin, start drinking celery juice and, like, you know, monitoring your heart rate throughout the day.
Have you not, have you seen Rave Twink?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
One moment, I'm trying to find it. One moment.
All right, let's see what's going on here.
Well, that's very distorted.
I know, it's very loud. That's because I had the volume way up. Rave Twink. There he is, Mikey Mitch. All right, so I'm going to send you... Well, I'm going to put it in the chat room. This is a TikToker who likes to call himself Rave Twink. But he's a runner. So let me see if this is what you are.
I am back here there. In Steamboat.
Let's see. I need to, how do I get the URL to it? How do I share the, oh, copy link right there. Duh.
How do I use this thing, Sonny?
Myron. How do I, all right, there you go. That's a TikTok there. So click on that TikTok and then it's all right. You can play the audio because that's fine.
I'm just getting a thumbnail, but hold on.
So I am back here in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and I'm going to be giving you guys a running tour of my favorite place on this earth. So I'll be starting here in the town of Steamboat, and I'll be heading over to the ski resort and then running up the mountain.
So Steamboat was a ranching town.
Oh, like he's that? Cute.
Like that, where he's running and talking?
Yeah.
Because most of these ski resorts, their entire town is built off of the ski resort.
When you really look at it, he's like running like 15 miles.
Genuine Western town. The reason that Steamboat has so much sentimental value to me and why I love it so
he's
much.
He's not even breathing hard.
I know. And he runs like 15 miles a day.
I was 2 years old. I would just come out here all the time to ski race and whatnot back when I did that.
No, Mitch or Mikey. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I'm not watching.
So
it, but
I'm just gonna run 20 miles to the base of the mountain and then run like 5 more miles up, and then I'm gonna be talking the whole time.
Now, Kathy Marshall, I'm running. Well, I can't even say I'm running for charity because I'm not really running for charity. I'm running because it's Disney. I've always wanted to do a Run Disney event, and now I get to go and do a Run Disney. Look, Adam, if you come and watch, what you will see when I'm lined up and ready to start the race is they do a Disney countdown to the start of the race. Like there's a big starting line area and it counts down and there's someone there on stage talking down with the music and everything, and when it hits zero there's like fireworks that go off the top of the thing right there, and it's like it's a proper Disney send-off for a run. And they have rare photo ops along the route, so you can stop and do a photo op with some characters that aren't normally in the parks.
I know, but
like
you can go to that and walk. You don't have to run.
But I want to challenge myself. Like, look, if I can't do it, if I can't run the entire way, I'm still going to go. I'm still going to run as much as I can. But I figured...
No, I think it's great. I'm just making... Because I kid because I can't. You know?
I'm just telling you, Adam, I started by walking.
How is running and sleeping the same, TB?
He's got to run and go get some sleep.
I call bullshit.
He's thinking
that. What's that joke? Unless you're running through my dreams.
Oh my God. Don't ever.
Are you tired?
Don't ever say that.
Because you were running through my, or whatever you were doing. You were doing something all night last night.
Isn't it? That was a Lionel Richie thing, right? It was just like, go ahead.
Come on. So is that image that he just posted one of those fake people?
It's a meme. No, it's not a fake person. It's a meme, Adam. Do you remember this one? Do you remember this
Lionel?
Do you remember this Lionel Richie song?
I'm not a Lionel Richie fan. This is before my time. But if it's a famous song, I might. But so far, I'm not sure.
It's got the greatest chorus ever.
Now I don't recognize this. Maybe when I get to the chorus.
Yeah, yeah, the chorus is very recognizable. What year was this? 1980.
Before I was born.
1983.
Oh, no. Not before I was born, but I was 5.
Here we go. Here's the chorus.
No, I don't. I don't recognize this. There are other Lionel Richie songs that I would recognize because they've played them on American Idol.
We were running, oh, running with the night.
Oh. Yeah, this is off his Can't
Slow
Down.
Do you watch American Idol?
No.
He's on American. He's a judge on American
Idol.
Okay,
but I'm sure you've heard, you know, this one, right? The,
Yes, I have heard that one.
Probably also this one. Come on, sing.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Probably this one, right?
I think I recognize it already. Yeah.
Listen to that 80s synthesizer there. Yep. Yeah, this is
I didn't realize you were a Lionel Richie fan.
Oh my God, this was like one of my favorite albums in 1983. Oh, like this,
I never knew this about you.
Love that album.
Lionel Richie, huh?
That was all from the same album. Like, those weren't just
he's
like...
still tours, I would imagine.
I know, but I'm just saying, those weren't like just, you know, Lionel Richie hits that I pulled from 4 different albums. That was all on one album. And they were just like...
I know he was popular.
Well, you know, he was the lead singer of the Commodores before.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Commodores are no slouch in having hits, right? It's like
25 Seconds of Summer. One Direction. Mm-hmm. And now Harry Styles and some of the other ones have made it famous solo careers.
Part of the Run Disney is they send you a Spotify playlist to help you with your training.
Can you get a special one where 30 seconds of it are running and the rest of the 2 minutes is walking? And then, you know, they need to change the beats per minute.
Just some of the songs that are on this thing are kind of questionable here. It's like the...
Does that make way for Prince Ali?
There's one jump ahead of the...
I think there's a big way for Prince Ali.
No, that's a different song. He's got a set. Got a
ahead
good,
of the
yes.
One jump ahead of the bread line. One swing ahead of the sword.
I guess that's all right.
That's everyone.
This is on the list.
Are these all Disney songs, by the way?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, because that sounds like Michael Jackson. I don't recognize this one.
It's Fallout Boy. They have this one from Ralph Breaks the Internet, the Slaughter Race song, which I love. Although I wish they had the actual the movie version of it. And then they have this one.
That's kind of a slow song.
I know.
Running.
It's like, why would you want to run to When You Wish Upon a Star? Also, get to the point. Get to the chorus. Get to the point, Jiminy.
When you wish upon
I had this one, which I actually kind of like.
That is so slow.
We know that could be the walking part.
Maybe so. Don't matter what you look like. Don't matter what you wear. Which movie is this from?
Princess and the Frog. Have you not seen?
I don't think I've seen Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. On Disney Plus, watch Princess and the Frog. The music from it is fantastic. The story is great. It's like, yeah. Oh, I love Princess and the Frog.
Well, we're going to be playing Pokemon for hours tomorrow, just sitting on the couch.
Yeah, you should watch Little Deeper. Here's another one that's on this list. This is called Trash in the Camp. It's from Tarzan. It's a That's Rosie O'Donnell, by the way.
No.
Yeah, these are pretty much all from their movies. A prize for
rotten judgment, they picked a lot of slow stuff. Like what?
I mean, it is a four-hour list. It's four-hour and 44-minute list.
Oh, a four-hour list.
Yeah, four-hour and 44-minute
like
three-hour
tour
playlist. It just says, a magical playlist to keep you going while you train for your next run Disney race.
Well. So basically, it's got like every Disney song known to man, regardless of beats per minute.
Yeah, pretty much. And then the next one, the next run. See, here's the thing. I really, they do four races a year, right? So they do the Springtime Surprise. They do the Princess Half Marathon Weekend. They do the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, and then they do the Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend. Now, I really kind of want to do the Wine and Dine one next year, but it's in November.
See, this is already becoming a thing where you're like, well, I'd really like to do the Boston Marathon.
Here's the thing.
I'm training right now with my trainer.
All right, so the next race, I believe, is going to be the Princess... No, it's going to be the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. So it's going to be in January of 2024. So no, wait, I'm running one in April. So no, the one that would be closest to me would be the, yeah, I guess it would be the Wine and Dine. Yeah. April, January, February. Okay. So the Wine and Dine would be the closest to me. But what I'm trying to say is that the registration for the Wine and Dine is going to open before I actually run the 10K.
Yeah, you're already planning your next one.
So my question is, should I go ahead and register for the Wine and Dine as soon as I can, just assuming that I'm going to love it? Or should I not register for the Wine? Probably not. But it's only like $100 or something. Or should I miss it and then it would be sold out and I really had a great time at the first one and I really wanted to, because the Wine and Dine one is like, got food involved and stuff.
I mean, don't you think you should figure out if you like it before you start purchasing?
I mean, I'm going to be training for the next, 8 months or whatever. So I'll know long before the weekend whether it's something I want to do again. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm having a problem 3 months from now running 3 miles, then there's very little chance that I'm going to be able to run 6 miles in April. And if I hate running every day, he's like, oh my God, I don't want to fucking run. No, I've just gone back to walking because I can't stand fucking running. Then that would be different. But remember, each event has different. So like the Wine and Dine, they have a 5K and a 10K and a half marathon. and then some other stuff. But they have like a post race party with food and stuff. They have, common running injury, low back pain. I have to slide this window open over here so I can actually see this. Because my glasses aren't strong enough. How do I make this full screen? There we go. All right. Lower back pain, pain in the back, and possible pain in the buttocks region. Well, I have that. That has nothing to do with running. Hamstring strain, pain felt in the back of the thigh. No, I don't have that right now. How would you pronounce that?
Well, I was reading them. Which one are you on?
Iliotibial band syndrome.
Iliotibial.
Iliotibial band syndrome.
Iliotibial band syndrome.
Pain located on the outer knee or hip. You know what? You hear people say like, "Oh, I got a bum hamstring," or "I got shins." You don't often hear.
I've got a bum iliotibial. It's like, Daniel, I
don't know if you know this or not, but I suffer from God damn it.
I don't know if you know this, but I've also got patellofemoral pain syndrome.
Achilles tendonitis, Achilles tendonitis, calf strain, pain felt in the back. No, none of these are me yet. Runner's knee, palea.
No, it's patellofemoral.
Shin splints. Yeah, no, I don't have any of these right now. All I have is
plantar fasciitis. I had that for a while.
Yeah.
It went away, and I was not a runner. Right. I just gained too much weight.
I'm saying that these things can go away. So, yeah, you can get these injuries.
My heel hurt all the time.
That's why you warm up before you run, and you do like a series of warm-up exercises before you go out and run so that you're all loosened up, so that you don't hurt yourself, and you have the proper footwear in the form of $200 running shoes.
I tried. Oh, I kind of like saying these words. Let's see if there are more words.
I'm sure it has words.
Piriformis syndrome, uh-huh. Groin pull, hamstring strain, calf muscle pull, Achilles tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, shin splints, patellofemoral pain syndrome, iliotibial band syndrome.
You had to think about that one, didn't you? Even though you're just saying
it. I already said it before. And spinal compression.
Spinal compression.
Iliotibial. I like and that. And patellofemoral. Patellofemoral and iliotibial. Those are kind of fun words. If you're a doctor, you have
The iliotibial band syndrome is from wearing worn out shoes, running downhill, or running too many miles may increase the chance that the iliotibial.
I think it's iliotibial.
Iliotibial band to become inflamed. I feel like I'm like in third grade reading something and I'm like pronouncing every word in
my head.
But
can you say patellofemoral?
No, I can't. But I feel like it's probably time to say goodnight.
So. Now it's time.
Oh, Joe in Dallas is here. Hi, Joe in Dallas.
To say goodbye
to our company. M-I-C. Sick.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because I like you.
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E. All right. Good night, Joe and Dallas. Good night, everyone else on
Discord.
Good night,
everyone.
We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.
All right.
Let's see if my button worked.